Okay, we're recording this time.
Got about 2 minutes into that. Found out it wasn't recording. Okay.
That's okay. It gives me some more time to have some tea.
I know. It's so cold.
Freezing.
It's so cold.
Here in Flagstaff. I don't know if you can see there's some snow on the ground. Okay. Anywho.
So this video right here, this is potentially the most important video, I think, because we're going to be talking about the reading pillar.
That's right.
And I think all of the pillar, all five are important collectively. I don't think there's any time there's only one thing that's a secret to the success.
No.
But I would say this is a big, big one.
Well, and because you can't be expecting to get new ideas out of nowhere.
That's right.
Right? You have to bring them in somehow.
Yes.
And society isn't going to be like, you know what? This is the way to have a great day. They're going to try and scare you.
Yeah, that's
They're
right.
going to try and make you like buy something that you don't need, right? So
provoke you, put you in fear, or sell you something.
Yes, that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So you are going to be reading things that are actually going to nourish your brain,
yeah,
which is so exciting.
So in this video, we wanted to share our top five, to keep in theme, our top five book recommendations. But before we kick this off, I want to share with you a little bit of a secret.
What?
When you see us in a new setting like this, that means that every other part of our house is a complete disaster.
100% true.
In fact, I even kind of cleaned this up.
Well, we don't even sit here.
And we don't sit here.
That's why it's clean.
So maybe throughout this 55-day journey, you'll see the entire KYD cabin from different angles, right?
I think that's hilarious.
Okay, so one more thing I want to say.
Yes.
When it comes to the nutrition and the exercise, we're not really here to make recommendations.
No.
We don't, first of all, we're not health coaches and we're not experts.
Nope.
And second of all, we don't know your background or your history or any conditions you might have or where you're coming from, where you're starting from, or your goals.
Right.
Okay? But when it comes to books, we got all sorts of recommendations, okay? We got all sorts of ideas.
I love reading, yes.
Right.
I love listening to books, I love reading books, but here in KYD 55, we're going for the minimum approach because a minimum approach gets you started and then you never know what you might go achieve. So every day is five pages a day.
At least a minimum of five.
In a real book, you have to touch the book.
I read 90 pages of this last night. I only wanted to read five.
Right.
But I just kind of kept reading and, you know, went through. But anyway, we're going to talk about some book recommendations. There was one more thing I wanted to say about this. Oh, yes. Okay. Back to these recommendations, these strong recommendations. There are some parameters to this pillar.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, there are.
These books, the reading, it is actually a book.
Right.
Meaning a physical copy. We like to read before we go to bed. That's not a requirement. We like to read to go to bed because then we're not on Instagram or social media or on a screen. So that's when we do our reading. It really does have to be a book that is going to encourage and inspire us and keep us motivated to get through the 55-day journey.
Right.
If you're an attorney and you're reading a briefing, that doesn't count. If it's hunting season and you're reading the Fielding Guide. That doesn't count, okay? It really has to be a book in the realm of personal development, even maybe finances, but something as it relates to personal development.
Right.
To keep us focused and keep us
nutrition
motivated.
Of the mind or the body.
Okay. Can
okay.
I keep going?
Well, we cover all this in our reading pillar intro video.
We did already.
We did. So when we talk about not reading the sugar.
Okay.
We want the nutrient-rich
reading.
For
a long time, people would say, when we'd meet people IRL in real life, they'd say, hey, you know, now that we're talking in real life, what's with the romance novel on the KYD Amazon page? And we're like,
there's no romance.
That's not on our page. So if you, all these books that are on our page, I was going to say that romance novels, they don't count either. But if you want links to all this, we have a KYD 55 category on our Amazon page.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these books that we're going to talk about are there.
Okay, there's a bigger story there with the whole romance thing, but
there is.
We don't have time.
No, well, I think now you're pretty much obligated to say.
No, someone found it because it was something like
Daydream.
Yes.
What happens is people go to Amazon and they type in "keep your daydream" and it just brings search results. They're not actually on our page, but because it's in the results. Anyway, that's the story.
Okay. Wait, so anyway, if you read five pages a day and that's it, you'll probably make it through one book, which is fabulous. If you really think about the fact that you're reading the book to retain the book, to actually use it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we go into, you know, maybe highlighting, underlining, all of that in the reading pillar video. So we just want to give you some recommendations.
Yes.
So one of the top ones is knowing, because KYD 55 is a social thing. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be doing it with like a friend, a partner, a relative, somebody, so that you're in it together with someone. And one of the things that's helpful when you're doing things with someone is to understand people better.
Yeah, sure.
And so this is the four tendencies. Gretchen studies happiness and she studies people. Mm-hmm. And what's really cool here is she breaks down people's tendencies into these four categories. And I think that you would really enjoy this because you'll understand the person that you are either married to, live with, your sister, your brother. Like there's a part in here that talks about
yourself.
So I think after reading the five love languages, one of the most important things that I got out of that book was that we tend to communicate the way we like to receive information instead of communicating the way that someone else needs to receive information. And this helps you do that as well. It helps you understand people so that you can have an open dialogue that actually works.
Well, the thing that's interesting about this book is she does the four tendencies based upon how you respond to internal expectations and external expectations. And it's helpful to see and to identify with yourself on how you respond to those expectations, because in KYD 55, when it comes to exercise, nutrition, and all the other pillars, that is, whether we like it or not, an expectation.
Yes.
And it's an expectation to perhaps other people. It's an expectation to ourselves, and how we respond to those expectations is important to understand.
Yes.
So this was a great book.
That was a great book. So the book that, do you have anything else to say?
Well, I have one more thing to say.
Started eating this book?
Yeah, Charlie eats all of our books. I have one more thing to say in the broader picture.
Oh, okay.
Okay. As everyone started coming into the group on the activity feed, there were a lot of comments like, hey, I've got my nutrition handled, but I really need to get this exercise thing down.
Okay.
There are other people that said, working out every day, not a problem there, really need to get my nutrition down.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if it's not nutrition and if it's not exercise, then maybe it's getting the habit down, right? Like how we're thinking about certain things. So my suggestion is, as we go through these book reviews, is you kind of know what maybe is an obstacle in KYD 55. Is it on the nutrition side? Is it on the exercise side? Or is it on the habit side? And my recommendation, big picture, is to maybe start with the book that's aligned with your biggest obstacle first.
Yes.
And if it's thinking and habits, we have a great book for that.
Atomic Habits. I don't have it here, but it is our number one book. If there's one book you read during KYD 55, it would be Atomic Habits.
And the reason we don't have it is because we have it on Audible, and now we're ready to buy it, so we have both Audible and the book.
Yes. So it's fabulous. It will help you understand why some habits work, why others don't, why environment is so extremely important. There's another environment book, but it's not as exciting of a read. What is it? Like, habits.
Willpower?
Willpower Doesn't Work.
Ben Hardy wrote a book called Willpower Doesn't Work. It's a good book.
It's a good book.
About willpower doesn't work in environment. I do think Atomic Habits is more on point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Superior in that regard. So anyway, so Atomic Habits, we'll put it here.
That's probably our number one book recommendation as it relates to KYD 55 is Atomic Habits. I also think that because, you know, we do a fair amount of time driving or cleaning or hiking or working out or whatnot, that, you know, these are the books that we read, but then Trish and I will also listen to an Audible book. So I think you can double dip. Because I think as it relates to maybe getting some information as it relates to habits or nutrition, we could be doing both. We could be like, you know, listening to one and reading another.
Yes. If you were going to listen to one, Gretchen, this is a good one to listen to.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Whereas Atomic Habits, I think, is really good to have in the flesh because you can underline things and it's really information dense. So you might need to go back.
Okay.
You know, and when you have something on Audible, even though you can bookmark it, how many times have you ever gone back?
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, so moving on.
Okay, so can we talk about if exercise is the biggest goal? We have two books that we paired together to keep it within five, but we really thought these should be paired together because they're kind of both related to David Goggins. And if you're not familiar with David Goggins, I think I mentioned in one of the intro videos that he was a 300-pound individual that wanted to become a Navy SEAL and ended up losing about 110 pounds, became a Navy SEAL, ended up going through the Navy SEAL boot camp three times, and then went on to go through Ranger training. And now he's a Well, now not only is he a big author and a brand, but he is an ultra marathon runner.
Yes. So this right here, Can't Hurt Me, this is his book and his story. But what came out before this was Living with a Seal. Yeah. And in this book, he was anonymous. They just call him Seal.
And Charlie got this
one. And Charlie got that one too. So anyway, but this one is hilarious.
It's an entertaining book.
It's an entertaining book. You'll read through it really fast. This one is a little unsettling and heavy, but really good.
David Goggins is David Goggins because of his childhood.
Yes, and don't give it away. Don't give it away.
It's not, well, I'm just going to say, it's not easy to read, but it helps you realize why he swears so much. And if you know his story, it really...
You might
give him a hall pass for how much he uses the F word. So if that's going to be a concern of yours, you're probably not going to like this book. But
either one.
Once you know either one. But once you know a story, it's like Bill Cooper said it the best. He goes, you know, normally I don't like when people swear, but I feel like Goggins earned it. So yeah. Anyhow, but here's why we like these books.
Yes.
He has a philosophy in here where he says that when people think they're at their max, they're really only about their 40%.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to give up here long before we're actually tapped out. In fact, he holds the record for 4,600 push-ups in 24 hours, or pull-ups, pull-ups in 24 hours. And so when we read this book, we call him Baby Goggins. So when we're out working out,
Baby Goggins,
or we don't want to do something, we say, Baby Goggins, he's telling you, we got to go.
Because I can't deal with full-fledged Goggins, but I can deal with like Baby Goggins. Because Baby Goggins is still like motivational.
Yes.
Yeah. Full-fledged Goggins would be like, get your baby outside and go run.
So if you need that, and I think we did, and we do, we really found this to be motivating and keeping us focused and really showing the juxtaposition of like real discipline and where we were, real workouts and where we were, like running in the snow in a blizzard and where we were. So this helped put things into perspective where at 10 o'clock at night, Trish and I do our workout. We're like, let's go.
We got to go do our workout.
We got to go. So that's why. So these we've paired together. David Goggins, Can't Hurt Me and Living with a Seal. I think they're both good. This is just more entertaining and this is more in depth.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Great.
Okay, so now moving on to recommendations. Now, Julie, our health coach here through this process, has recommended all of these books. Mm-hmm. And so we have just started to dive into them. Mm-hmm. This one is amazing, 31 Day Food Revolution. I'm now listening to it.
You're listening to it. I'm reading it. Shockingly, okay, I do not read unless if it's a page turner.
Mm-hmm.
I get bored very, very quickly reading. That's probably why I like these two books. Couldn't put them down.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, this is a page turner.
It's amazing.
Ocean Robbins, as in Baskin Robbins, his grandfather was Robbins from Baskin Robbins, and his dad kind of like boycotted the whole Baskin Robbins ice cream thing and basically became kind of on the plant-based side and things like this. And so you can tell when you read this book that the person who is writing it, Ocean Robbins, has decades of experience as it comes to nutrition. Yeah. He also has some, you know, he also goes into a lot of the stuff as it relates to, you know, the planet and animal cruelty and things like this. So for those that, you know, unfortunately we live in a society now where absolutely everything is polarizing. Everything is politicized. So don't let that turn you off if it is a turn off and then discard the book, because I do feel like that's kind of Achilles' heel sometimes when there's really good information.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe on one or two topics they don't align with, you just throw everything out.
Well, and that could happen with these, too.
That could happen with Goggins, too. Almost any book in today's age, the way that just, you said it before, how information is dispensed. But it's a great book, and this is actually the plan, if you call it that, that Trish and I are following for KYD 55.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like we already had our plan, and this reinforces it and gave us good ideas.
Yes.
So, anyway.
Okay.
So that's that.
And then this is the book from Sean Stevenson, which you'll notice in the KYD 55 course material platform. You go all the way to the bottom. There's a podcast recommendations. Lewis Howes had Sean Stevens on his podcast. So to get a book review of this, listen to that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to the podcast and thought, oh, I gotta have his book. It just came out. So I'm on page 90.
I had Victoria listen to it with me, and she was, oh my gosh, because there's so much study. So for those of you who are more academic, you know, you want to know all the research behind. You don't just want the suggestions. I want to know why. Maybe you're a questioner.
Yes.
We'll find out who that is here. Okay. This book is for you. because he has all the studies mm-hmm. why you should be doing
yes.
this. Yes. So anyway, but that was kind of glumped in all these.
And same with this. Dave Asprey, you've probably heard of like Bulletproof Coffee. He's been in the space for a very long time. He goes into a lot of the stuff that goes into your food, how your body actually responds to some of the chemicals and some of the things that are nuts, to mold in coffee, to mold allergies. This dives pretty deep into things that I've never really considered.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I don't want anyone to feel overwhelmed, because I do think that this is a program where things layer.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time you go through, maybe it's just breaking certain addictions to sugar or processed foods. And then as you evolve, we can get to a, like Julie says the best, as it relates to a health coach, she's always looking for the next step.
Right.
And not the final step. What's the next step?
Right. And right. then embrace that and enjoy it.
Because
mm-hmm. you get to a point where, I know when we broke our sugar habit and our mm-hmm. coffee.
Yeah.
I was like, this is terrible. I was yeah. like angry every morning.
It
I
didn't felt work like, the first time, remember? We gave it up for 90 days and then we went back.
Yeah. But I was angry.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we did it and we did it again. And then I embrace it and I was like, oh, I love this. And you, there's a journey is what I'm trying
and
to
suggest. And now it's been many, many years, mm-hmm. and I don't miss it at all.
Right.
And in fact, now if I were to taste it, it would taste so sugary,
yeah.
I wouldn't even like it.
Yeah. Okay, so...
And then Julie also recommended this, but we didn't
we
pick it up and talk about
yet.
It because we haven't read it yet. But I really do like that a lot of these books are focused on eating to beat disease
mm-hmm.
and looking at nutrition at a cellular level in your body.
That's what's going on here.
The physician that I talked to yesterday when I was telling him a little bit about KYD55, he says, that's so great. He says, there's new management within our practice and we actually have brought on health coaches and we're now embracing, hi Charlie, we're now embracing a complete preventative nutritional type plan to prevent a lot of these things because historically medicine has been about treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And not about things of this nature.
Prevention.
So it was a prevention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then this one is how to make disease disappear. So he really takes on different ailments that people are feeling. And then he says, before I will prescribe any medicine, we'll go and talk about what are the symptoms, how do mm-hmm. they start, when did they start, how can we work on that first?
Yes.
And so I feel like a hopeful book,
mm-hmm.
especially for people that are struggling with either pain or exhaustion. Or things like that, starting here. So, but I do think that sometimes when you are down the pain funnel
mm-hmm.
of, you know, nutrition, some of the things that people suggest seem so obvious. You're like, psh.
Mm.
So, this moment in time, these 55 days are an opportunity to say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to actually see what happens. Instead of make up my mind before, I'm going to trust the process. And so that's really what a lot of these books will do if you decide, I'm going to follow this or I'm going to try this one thing for 55 days because you can actually get results.
Well, we talked about that in our webinar with Julie, is that there's things happening from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we're waiting for it to happen on the outside in. And unfortunately, that's not going to happen within the time frame of our expectations.
Right.
Right?
Right. It actually takes some time.
And so just know, trust the process. Commit. Do your research, commit to a plan, and then once you're committed, trust the process.
That's right.
It's only 55 days.
Yes. So our number one book, Atomic Habits.
Yes.
Number one book. Number two, Four
That's
Tendencies.
Number two? Really?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, I think after the number one book, I think it depends on what the person's focus is on.
I think this could actually help you in relationships for the rest of your life.
Okay.
If you could get like a couple nuggets out of here.
What's really funny about this book? Is where's the rebellious piece?
Yeah,
there's some personality types that are pretty rebellious. And anyway, so Trish is reading me the book, and it says in the book, if your husband is this particular tendency, you're probably reading him the book. We got a pretty good laugh out of that.
We got a good laugh out of that. Okay, so Atomic Habits, Four Tendencies. If you need some motivation about, you know, working out, getting out there, getting it done,
Baby Goggins
yourself, and then this. Is the, but I think in order, it would be this would be number one, because mm-hmm. again, we don't want to overwhelm people.
Mm-hmm.
This is more study fact-based, and this is more, what could I do today to help? Mm-hmm. Like, because he talks about meditation, he talks about eliminating certain foods, he talks about, so what can I do with how I'm feeling? So, and then these are even more. But
and then you know down below
started.
Is the link to the Amazon page, and you kind of know the parameters now, we talked about that before, but... I think this is like They say that you are the combination of the five people you hang out with the most. Mm-hmm. I think that applies to who you're reading.
Yeah.
I think even this community.
Your mentors don't have to be like IRL in real life. Your mentors can be through books. Yeah. I can't believe how many people have inspired me to do something different in my life that I don't know.
Well, I'm reading a book and Trisha's reading a book at night and I stop reading and I tell her something and then we'll have a conversation. And that's because we're not on Instagram or something. Right. It's because we're actually reading and then that's promoting thoughts.
Right.
Do you have a story to share about that?
Oh, okay. So we read the Morning Miracle.
What is Miracle Morning? That is also. It didn't make our top five, but it's a great book, and it's in our Amazon page.
And so I was talking to Mark about how Miracle Morning changed our life, and this is way before Keep Your Daydream, way before the podcast even, right? So we were working on a business, and we read the Miracle Morning, and so we decided, okay, we're waking up at 5 a.m. every morning, and we're using our most prolific hours of the day to work on this company. Mm-hmm. And so we're working on it. And in the process, we realized we needed to become location independent. Mm-hmm. You were listening to Tropical MBA podcast. We were figuring out how to make a business that
was location independent.
But location
independent. Productized service. So I was listening to Tropical MBA and they had a guest on the show that was talking about this concept called a productized service. And that's basically a service industry where you convert something into a product and provide kind of the same service to the same type of client.
Right.
So that you could be, in a way, exponential. And rather than doing
redoing all your work
for everyone. Yeah.
So anyway, but the whole idea was that we were going to work on one business that we no longer are working on in this point in our lives. Mm-hmm. We're going to work on that. But because of the book, it opened a door to our thinking and provided an opportunity for us to be here in this very moment.
Yeah.
Because of a book.
Yeah.
Because of a book.
It changed it because, it all happened between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m.
Yes.
Right? And it just kind of, those morning hours changed the trajectory of what we were working on.
Yeah.
And I've often said, we've said this in a video, I think on our 100K video, we said that only those who are searching will find. Mm-hmm. And so we were searching for different ways. That's why I heard on the podcast about the productized service. Mm-hmm. If I wasn't searching, I wouldn't have found. If we weren't reading, we wouldn't have been up in the morning.
Right.
And none of it really would happen. So I think the butterfly effect of reading certain things, planting seeds, exposing us to certain things, allows us to hear different things in a conversation, and it's life-changing. And that's why I said, we're ending where we opened, that this is potentially the most important thing of the entire program, because it's how you think.
Right. So, and in that moment, just to close out that story, in that moment, I was like, well, I'm going to start a podcast because I want to learn more from people. And I said, I'm going to either do one on how to help aging parents, because if you've ever gone through like the Medicare process and all that kind of stuff, it's so challenging, and trusts and things like that. So anyway, or I'm going to find out how people are living outside the box. I'm like, I think I'm going to go find out about that. So anyway, so then Keep Your Daydream started. And we literally said, okay, I'm going to interview. And then when I got somewhere in like the 70s.
65.
Somewhere in there, yes. Mm-hmm. Like interviewing that many people, we made it past 100.
Yeah.
But we were like, well, what can we do? And then we said, well, we'll start a YouTube channel about what we're doing. And we'll just interview people on the podcast about what other people are doing. And then that left. And here we are in YouTube land. So it's kind of crazy.
All started from a book.
Yeah.
Just one idea.
That's it.
Okay. You good with us rambling on for 23 some minutes?
Sorry about that.
On YouTube, we'd turn off the camera. We go, now we know what we want to say. I bet we could do it in half the amount of time.
Yes.
And then we would edit that down for about another half of the time. But I feel like for KYD 55, we'd rather just have a conversation as if we are here with you and with everyone. And that's why we've converted a lot of these. I think we'll talk about converting this into a podcast.
Yeah.
So that you don't have to watch the whole thing, that you can do this while you drive. Should have known that when we were saying, I'm holding an orange book right now. Anyway, all right.
Okay.
That's it. That's the book. That's our top five books for KYD 55.
Bye for now.